Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Farhan Ahmad, the CEO and founder of Bento. Farhan, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having the call.
So Bento, for everyone listening, is a platform that helps small businesses manage their expenses using prepaid debit products. And I'll mention that before founding Bento, Farhan was the head of digital consumer payments in Europe at Barclaycard. So Farhan, my first question for you is, what's a nice digital payments innovator like you doing in the prepaid space?
Well, that's a great question, Karen. As you know, before Barclaycard, I ran all emerging payments for Discover, including prepaid. So prepaid is something I'm both familiar with, and I think that has great potential if we just change the word prepaid and make it just another product that has utility and value. And the way we're doing things is we're not looking at prepaid as what we're doing. We're using the prepaid vehicle as a way to innovate in a space that really has avoided a lot of innovation, which is small business banking and small business commercial cards. It's been a stagnant space, and we think the best tool, the best financial services network rails that will innovate on this is prepaid.
So there are a lot of other players that have your idea and have, you know, done similar things in the space directed to small businesses. What makes Bento unique?
So I would say there aren't that many places, right? So you have the typical small business credit card companies. And as you know, those credit cards for small businesses are actually consumer cards with just a different branding on them. So they're not really built for small businesses. They serve consumer functions. You get monthly statements. You can set a limit for your employees on a monthly credit line limit. And they're based on the owner's personal liability. So it's my credit on the line, and most startups and young companies won't get approved. Our own example, we're a very well-funded company, and we applied to 3 different small business credit cards. 1 got approved, 2 got declined, and we are flush with cash. So that's the one problem that in the credit card space that exists. On the debit card space, there's really no functionality from the small business side. And what we realize is that about 20% of the general purpose prepaid cards sold in the country were being used for small businesses to manage their expenses because they just don't have another option. They don't want to use cash. They can't either qualify for credit or don't want to use a credit card or risk their personal credit with their employees. And they were going to Walgreens buying up GPR cards and giving them to employees. And anytime you want to walk into a Home Depot and go to the pros desk, you'll see everybody who comes there is carrying a prepaid gift card. It doesn't make sense, so you can't account for it, you can't manage it, and you can't certainly control your business with it. And so it changes all of that.
Interesting. So you've taken a product that people were sort of jerry-rigging and adapting to their small business requirements, and you've made it more efficient for them to use. Tell us a little bit about the product.
Yeah, so I think that's exactly what we did, so that's really well put. So here's what you do with a Bento. You as a business sign up, it's a debit prepaid product, so there's no credit risk for you as the owner. Everybody can get approved. You assign everybody in your company a card, or you can assign cards for specific purposes. You can have a gas card or a petty cash card, for example. You can set limits on that card, not just by month, because most small businesses don't run on a predictable monthly cycle, but you can set a limit by day or by week or by month. You can specify where each card can be used. So you can say, this is my gas card. This can only work at the pump at a gas station. This will not work if you want to try to buy liquor with it or something else of that nature. Hmm. And you can give different employees with different functions a card that really is suited for where they need to do it. And then the next thing that you can do is you can specify the day of the week the card will work on. Again, this is a very specific, this is a thing that only applies to businesses, not to consumers. So no credit card does it. But you can say, my business only runs on a week on the weekdays, so nobody needs to be using my card on the weekends, or vice versa. And the final thing that this does very, very cleverly is you literally can press a button online, on or off, to switch a card on or off in real time. So if an employee just leaves, doesn't show up, you're not happy with what they're doing, you can just turn the card off. When the problem is resolved, you turn it back on. In the traditional world, you would have to cancel a card, and then something is resolved, to reissue, reorder, wait 10 days for the card to get there, and it's a hassle, cycle full of hassle.
Interesting.
The other part of the product that is very unique is we don't do monthly statements. Because small business owners who are running this thing, they don't need to wait for a month, reconcile statements, look through everyone's individual statements, and figure out how their business is doing. We show you a very elegant dashboard, which in 2 seconds gives you an idea of where all of your money is going, how much money do you have left, who in your company is spending how much money on what kinds of things. And this is so visual, you will see this in 2 seconds. And the whole dashboard is not just pretty, it's very operational. You can click on any item in the dashboard, get more information, and change something if you don't like how it's going. Reduce budget, change budget, switch cards on or off, etc. Or you can send out simple invoices or send things to your bookkeeping system with just one click. No credit card out there can do any of these things, and that's what makes it so unique.
Interesting. So it does give the small business owner a measure of control and predictability. My one question, though, is the one thing that credit cards do give you the ability to do is to dispute the quality of a product or something that an employee may have purchased that needs to be disputed. What are the protections, if any, in a situation like that? I have a card, I've given it to one of my employees, they've purchased something, and there's an issue with what they've purchased.
Yeah, that's a great question. And we offer all of the same protections that a typical credit card will do, because we use MasterCard. And MasterCard's prepaid, commercial prepaid product actually has an amazing set of benefits. So not only do we provide purchase protection, we offer zero liability for the owner. We also give you car rental insurance and ID theft protection, because that's a great benefit through MasterCard that we offer, which, by the way, on other prepaid, consumer prepaid cards don't get those same benefits. Commercial prepaid, business prepaid cards do have those great benefits. So as an owner, you get premium card product benefits without having to pay the premium fees.
So speaking of fees, is there a fee to acquire a Bento card? How do you guys make money? What's the business model?
Sure. So the card product that we have is just the first product on our platform. Ultimately, we want to be the back-end financial services platform for a small business. So if you want a loan, you should go to us. If you want to do bookkeeping, we will provide that. If you want to have banking, we can provide all of those services. So we're not charging anything for a card, because a card is a means to an end. We do have a fee structure where if you're a small sole proprietor business, the whole product is free for you to use.
Wow.
If you have up to 5 users, we will charge you $29 a month, and it's all the services that you can use, whether it's invoicing, expense management, the cards, whatever else you will use from Bento, it's all included in that. Now, if you have up to 20 employees, the fee is $79 per month. So it's not based on number of, it's not per card, it's per user, it's a SaaS model, and it includes all of the services that we will provide. We make money both from the SaaS model as well as, of course, the interchange benefit when somebody uses the card.
Gotcha. So I was going to ask you about the other attributes of the platform, because in your description, you talk about expense management and the efficient access or the ability to raise capital. Give us some hints about what that means and how Bento fulfills that promise for a small business.
Sure. So think of it. So I'm in the startup world here, sitting in a space with lots of small companies, and here's how they today manage their expenses. They all use their personal vehicle, cash or credit card or debit card, and then they use something like an Expensify or Concur to file their expenses. They use something like a bill.com to do invoicing. They use some kind of bookkeeping system on the back end. They use another system to capture receipts. So first of all, with Bento, you can eliminate all of these things. So we use our own product to manage our company, and nobody has to file expense reports. The stuff gets done automatically. So we really take that picture of all of that stuff in version one. Version two and three is where we're going to add other features. So we are going to add bookkeeping features. So you, for 80% of the businesses, if you don't need extremely sophisticated bookkeeping, you don't need to add another bookkeeping service on the back end. We will provide that for you. The next iteration down may or may not be to facilitate lending, because the next thing people need is loans. And whereas a small business credit card, you have to get the expense management of the card and the credit line, and they come as a package that you can't separate. Our vision is to say, let's separate them. Everybody who needs credit doesn't need a card. Everybody who needs a card doesn't need credit. So we're going to do it in a very different way, where it's kind of an a la carte thing. If you want working capital and you need the expense management, you get them both. If you don't qualify for credit, but you still need the tool, you still get the tool. And we have another very clever trick that I can't share right now, where if you offer loans through this, and we will partner with a different bunch of companies and banks to offer these loans, we feel fairly confident that I can significantly increase the margin on the loans for the bank or the lender. And I think we can do that to a tune of, we can almost double the margin on a loan that a bank is making today just by coming through our platform. I can't share how yet, but that is the plan.
Well, that's an interesting opportunity to explore, because obviously access to capital for small business was at a crisis point. I'm not sure that it is all that better, although there are a lot of alternative providers today that at least fill the gap to this point. How'd you get the idea for doing this?
Well, I wanted to come back in the startup world and build a company from scratch. And I wanted to do something that has very global reach and really truly impacts the lives of a lot of people. I wanted to do something very meaningful, nothing gimmicky. And the one thing I've learned being in banking is that no bank builds any products just for a small business. They're either consumer products or commercial products, and they just mask them to serve them to small business. So the opportunity was very clear. The other part of it was that we have known this to be a global product from day one. And small business needs on this particular area globally are actually very, very similar. So our investors, our partner bases, they're actually fairly global in nature. And this is the ambition that we have. And the third thing is, although we want to disrupt how the industry is doing it, we also have built a model where we want to partner with banks to do this. And me having worked in banks and having, this is my fourth new venture. So I've seen both sides of it, and I think we were very uniquely positioned to mix and marry the two. There are great things that banks do and large companies do. There are great things that startups do. We're trying to marry both of them and make a really, really significant impact on the industry, on the small business owners, and we want to do it globally.
So what is different about this particular venture and the others that you've been involved with over the years? What's different in a positive way? What kind of obstacles have you encountered? How have you overcome them?
I think it's the old adage, right? As you get older, you get a little bit wiser. So I make fewer mistakes now than I was making before. But part of this is experimentation. You know, whereas in the last couple of ventures I did, which was more than 10 years ago, I didn't have the influencer network to talk to the right people. Now, you know, we have a plan B and plan C for everything. I feel that, you know, maybe four of the top 10, 20 banks in the world, we're already talking to about partnering with them. That network was not available before. We feel we're building a great culture. I realize the importance and value of team and people cannot be undermined, and the importance and value of culture is important. And so, you know, I think we're learning on those things. Of course, we're going to make our mistakes. The one biggest lesson and thing that I've learned over time that we're really experiencing here is, I start by saying, we're going to do something knowing full well that when we put it out in the market, we will be proven wrong. And that's nothing to be ashamed of. That just means we took a best crack, and now it's an always learning, always evolving thing. But whereas before I would have been spooked by that, now I'm embracing change to say, I don't know anything, I'm going to do the best that I can, and my customers will tell me what I'm doing wrong and what I'm doing right.
So you're new to market, launched very recently. What are your customers telling you you're doing right? And what do you think is something you want to incorporate in version 2 based on some of the early feedback?
Yeah, I think people, so far customers, we've been in beta for over a month and a half, and we launched live last week. So the live customers in open market, we're seeing better acquisition than we had expected, to be honest, which is a pleasant surprise. So clearly the demand is there. From our beta customers and feedback, like any new product, there are bugs to be cleaned up, right? So we're making the sign-up process even more seamless. It's much better than any bank today, but our customers, they make it even easier. So we're doing that. People do love the controls and they love the cards. It's all about, you know, the problem with the prepaid model is that it's all about getting the money in the first time and setting up in the beginning. And that's where the most of the friction is, and that's where we're seeing our customers telling us, can you do it this way or that way? So we're fixing that. So we believe, for example, in beta, we did not have an auto reload feature. At launch time, now we do have one where you can set up reloads on a recurring basis or when your balance falls below a certain threshold. That was a specific customer demand that we built out over the last few weeks and is live now. It's things like that. It's nothing major. What people do want in the future, so we have some very large customers who wanted to use it, and these are multi-billion dollar companies that want to use this product. That's built for small businesses, but they want multi-layer controls. We haven't built them yet, but we will build them over time. They want an organizational level view where different departments and regions can have different controls. We're going to build all of those kind of things. But those are great problems to have because that means there is much greater demand, even for businesses that qualify for very sophisticated commercial card products who are reaching out to us because they think this is much better.
That's interesting. So how are you acquiring customers? What are you doing to actually let people know you're around?
Well, we're talking to you, which is what really get the word out.
Very good, Farhan. That was awesome.
You know, Karen, it's really, like I said, I'm going with the mind that we don't know much, and we're going to take a test, experiment, and learn approach. So we have a marketing channel and a sales channel. In each of those, we're testing about 15 different ways to acquire customers, because I'm not building this just for startups and tech in the tech world or sophisticated businesses. In fact, that's not our target market on day one. I'm building this for the middle America. I'm building this for regular people, small businesses, a few employees who are really just trying to build a small business from the ground up, and they struggle with the day-to-day management. They want a few more hours to spend with family. And nobody's building things for them. And certainly in this area, everybody builds products for other tech people. We're building for a very different marketplace. So we're really trying some really old school methods. So whereas we're doing all of the SEO, SEM work on the digital side, we're also going to hand out flyers in parking lots. We're going to do direct mail. And we're going to marry all of these things and see what works best for our customers. And that will be an interesting answer that we'll learn together. But we have a very, very extensive testing plan. And over time, over the next 2 months, we'll learn what's effective, what's working, and what's not working.
Well, it's really an exciting concept. I have to say that it really is much more than just a prepaid product that helps a business manage their expenses better. It really is a financial services platform for a small business that is interested in exerting more control over their money and giving their employees tools that they can also feel comfortable giving them and having the control that they need to manage the expense and also monitor the expenses in real time, it sounds like. It's a very clever concept. One final question, the name. What was the origin of the name?
I started noodling on this concept about almost 2 years ago. And the name was to represent, you know, what represents a platform view. And the notion that we started this whole thing from is what we built it, is to say that every small business is different. And whereas the small business credit card and banking world has tried to cookie cutter place them as one big bucket, every business has different needs. And because we want to build out about 10 different products over time, we fully anticipate that every business will not need all of our products. They will need some mix of products. One business will need expense management plus lending. Somebody else might need expense management plus HR plus insurance. And we said, well, listen, everybody can build their own bento box of financial services solutions that fit their business needs. It's not a cookie cutter thing. So the way we built it is it is going to be a bento box. All of our customers will have their own bento box of products and services. That's kind of how we came up with it. Catchy name.
Very clever, Farhan. And obviously expect nothing less from you given your background and the accomplishments you've had over your entrepreneurial career and your career in the more traditional side of payments and financial services. Thanks for taking the time to share your vision for Bento and how it's doing so far. We look forward to staying in touch.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate the time as always and appreciate the support.